Ever feel like trading is all about like gut feelings, those split second, gotta go for it decisions? We're actually diving deep on something different today. It's kind of cool. We're gonna unpack why sticking to your guns, well, your rules, is the real key to success in trading, not just risky bets. Got some seriously interesting excerpts lined up for you today, all about building a trading strategy that goes the distance. Can't wait. Have you ever like heard someone be all, I just knew it was the right time to buy and thought, how'd they know that? Exting. We all want those gut feelings to work out right. But imagine this. What if instead of chasing those, we could use them, but with something way more, reliable? A solid set of trading rules. That's what this deep dive is all about.
It's funny, right? We always hear those crazy stories of traders making bank on a whim, and it makes it seem like that's the norm. But you never hear about the discipline behind the scenes, the system they use. Think about it. Trading rules aren't about ignoring your gut. It's more like they actually give your instincts a framework. So those instincts work for you, not against you. And that's what brings the consistency. Total game changer.
Consistency, yeah.
Especially when you're like trying to make sense of the markets, cut through all the noise. It's so easy to get swept up in the hype, but rules, they're like your anchor, keep you grounded. One thing our source really hits on, it's how rules actually simplify trading. It's like having, a map in a totally new city. Suddenly you know where you're going and how to get there. 100%. One of the biggest things about having rules is it minimizes those emotional biases we all have. Fear, greed, that whole FOMO thing, those emotions, they can lead to impulsive decisions, and those decisions, ouch, bad for your portfolio. Let's say your rule is sell a stock if it dips 7% below what you bought it for. That kind of rule, the kind focused on not losing big, that's key. Helps you stay disciplined, prevents those little losses from snowballing into something major.
It's like that saying, don't try to catch a falling knife, right? Sometimes the best trades are the ones you just don't make. A rule like that keeps you out of trouble. But let's say you're new to this whole thing. Where do you even start with making these rules?
It's not about finding some magic one-size-fits-all answer. It's more about, figuring out what works for your trading style, what you're comfortable risking, and that's where backtesting comes in.
Let's break that down, backtesting. What is it? How's it work?
Imagine you could, like, rewind time and test your trading strategy on old market data. That's what backtesting is, a time machine for your portfolio. So you take your rules and you see how they would have performed, over a certain time period.
So it's not just like theory. You actually see how your rules would have played out in the real deal. That's got to be super valuable.
Exactly. And this is where it gets cool, especially for someone like you who's all about knowledge. Backtesting isn't just about seeing wins and losses. It helps you understand why some trades worked and others tanked. It's about spotting patterns, tweaking your approach as you go.
It's like a laboratory, but for your trading strategy. You can experiment without risking real money. It's like a dress rehearsal before the big show. But how do you go from the lab to the actual market?
Paper trading. Think of it as a like a flight simulator, but for traders. Practice your skills, test your strategies, but no risk.
I love that analogy. So instead of jumping straight into the cockpit, you're in the simulator getting comfy with the controls, building confidence.
Yeah, exactly. And the best part is you experience the ups and downs, the emotions of trading, but your hard-earned cash is safe.
It's kind of like, you've been practicing in the driving simulator forever, and then you finally get behind the wheel for real. You're ready, but now you've got the experience to handle those like hairy turns.
Exactly. But even pro drivers, they know road conditions change, right? Sometimes you got to switch up your route. Same with trading. That's why always learning is so important. The markets are constantly changing it up, so your strategy's got to keep up.
So true. It's easy to think, I've got this, I found the magic formula. But really, it's succeeding at trading. It's all about adapting, tweaking your approach as you go. What can our listener do, like practically, to stay ahead of the game, really embrace this whole continuous learning thing?
Staying in the loop, that's huge. Got to keep up with market news, economic trends, anything that could impact what you're trading.
So it's more than just the numbers, the charts. You got to see the bigger picture, right? Understand what's actually moving the market.
Nailed it. And connecting with other traders is big too. Learning from their wins and losses, talking strategy, that kind of thing.
There's that community aspect again. Trading can feel isolating, so surrounding yourself with people who get it, that's huge.
Totally. So we've talked about what trading rules are, how to use them, how to keep them fresh. But there's one more piece we can't forget.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What is it?
Your mindset, your discipline, being able to stick to your plan, even when things get crazy. Our source, they talk about this a lot, and it's something a lot of traders, especially new ones, don't think about enough.
Because having awesome back-tested rules, it means nothing if you don't actually follow them, right? It's that classic gym membership thing. You got to actually go to see results.
Yep. This is where the real work starts. Yeah. It's about building that mental toughness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that ability to control those impulses, stick to your guns, mm-hmm. even when you're feeling fear, greed, FOMO, all that fun stuff.
Trusting the process, right. Knowing the rules you made, the ones based on actual data, they'll get you where you want to go.
And that's a whole journey in itself. It takes patience, sticking with it, and being cool with messing up and learning from it.
It's funny, we always hear about those exciting trading stories, the big wins, but you never hear about the discipline, the mental game behind it all.
And that's what separates, you know, the pros from the amateurs.
Mm.
It's not just having a killer strategy. It's being able to execute it consistently, no matter what.
Which brings up a big question for our listener. When you think about succeeding in trading, what does that even look like for you?
You after the quick wins, or are you in it for the long haul? Building those skills, that mindset, that'll help you for years.
It's about the bigger picture, for sure. It's not just about the money, you know? It's about what you learn along the way, the skills you build, that whole mindset shift.
Couldn't agree more. It's like you're becoming a different kind of thinker, more disciplined, more strategic. And that spills over into other parts of life, not just trading.
Right. It's easy to get caught up in those, like, get-rich-quick fantasies. But the truth is, trading, it's like anything else worth having. It takes real dedication. You got to be able to weather the storm.
Think of it less like you're putting in time and more like you're investing it. Investing in your trading knowledge, in yourself, really. And that sets you up for success down the road.
So for our listener tuning in, the question is, what are you willing to put in to reach those trading goals of yours?
Because that's what it takes.
Are you willing to put in the hours, you know, back testing strategies, analyzing your trades, being cool with messing up and learning?
That's how you grow, how you master something. It's the whole journey, not just the finish line.
Love that. And it's a perfect note to, like, wrap up on. So today's deep dive, we really dug into why rules aren't the enemy of instinct in trading. They actually make your instincts work better.
Yeah, and we talked about backtesting, paper trading. Those are your testing grounds, right?
Yeah.
They build your confidence before you're playing for keeps.
Exactly. And the big one, the thing people don't talk about enough, you. You're a huge part of this. Your mindset, discipline, sticking to your plan when things get wild.
Those emotions that come up, yeah.
Exactly. Hopefully this deep dive has given you a new way of looking at what it really takes to win at trading. It's more than just finding the right trades. It's about becoming the right kind of trader.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So here's something to ponder. If you had to choose one trading rule to start testing, like today, what would it be? Based on everything we've talked about, jot it down, let it marinate after this deep dive.
We want to know what you come up with. Hit us up on social media, use hashtag deep dive rules. And until next time, happy trading.